It's time to get in the loop with LPS, the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. From the latest school and district news, updates on various district hot topics, and opportunities to meet all of those that help make LPS great, In the Loop with LPS is here to provide yet another opportunity for us to stay connected with you. So let's get started and send you to the longtime director of communications with Liberty Public Schools and your host of In the Loop with LPS, Dallas Ackerman.
We are back for another edition of In the Loop with LPS. It's the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. And as promised, we are joined by another amazing guest. She is the director of College and Career Readiness and Community Partnerships in Liberty Public Schools. She is Miss Colleen Jones. Colleen, welcome to the Broadcast Center here, also known as my office in Liberty Public Schools.
Well, thank you, Dallas. It's an honor to be here with you today.
Coming off of Thanksgiving, I'm sure you had some splendid food served all weekend long at the Jones residence.
We did. We had family in for 4 out of the 5 days, and I'm fortunate to have 4 children who live in the Kansas City area and 5 grandchildren. So we had a very busy time over the course of those days.
Colleen, you don't look a day over 40, so how do you have 5 grandchildren?
I don't know. I have amazing kids who have married amazing people, and it's amazing that they're all in the Kansas City area.
Don't the holidays give you that time, though, to reflect and be like, how blessed are we?
Oh, exactly. There's so much that we have here that we can be thankful for. And it's nice to just have those few days to just really spend with family.
And you have that. You talk about your 4 children, all 4 graduates, products of Liberty Public Schools.
Absolutely. My husband and I chose to live here in Liberty because of the school system. And that really was 40 years ago. But it just continues to be just a great school district, and I'm thankful for the opportunities that my kids had to help propel them forward into their careers today.
As we record this, we just came out of one of our strategic leadership team meetings, and then we come into my office, and I could tell you were a little nervous for what was on tap here.
Dallas, you're not supposed to say that.
Well, and I can already tell you've put those nerves aside, and you're off and rolling, doing what you do best. So I appreciate that. But you were asking me kind of what the format was. And honestly, and I think what I shared with you is this is just kind of a good opportunity to get to know Colleen Jones. And then, of course, we'll work in kind of what the hot topics, the big rocks for you right now in your department. But what I always like to do is take us back in time. And for Colleen Jones, that is take us back to Southwest Iowa, where I am. I actually had my first job up in Southwest Iowa at a radio station in Shenandoah, Iowa. You were north of Shenandoah, up in Denison, Iowa. Could you talk about you growing up in a smaller community?
Exactly. So I grew up in a very small town. The town is 229 people. And I grew up on a farm, a corn and soybean farm. And then it was interesting that our school districts consolidated together. So I went to a bigger high school and graduated with 160 in our class. But I really look back on that time as just so valuable. Still have a lot of good connections back in my hometown today, but came to William Jewell College, where I was an education major. And then just started learning more about Liberty. It reminded me of Denison. And my husband also came to William Jewell College. So when we married, we knew that we wanted to be in Liberty, Missouri, because it reminded us of Denison, Iowa. Because at that time, Liberty was just really starting to grow a little bit. And that's where we wanted to raise our kids. So have been here ever since. Started my professional career as a teacher in Oreck, Missouri, at 5th and 6th grade, then went to inner city Kansas City, Kansas, and taught 3rd grade, and then moved to U.S. Sprint at the time and worked as a telemarketer for a little bit, and then went into residential and corporate sales But then Liberty Public Schools called and said, we've got some openings for you. And the second time I said no, I started thinking about it because I wanted to be able to use some of my creativity. I wanted to be with kids again, and I wanted to be outside and do some of those, you know, things that I just really loved. So I said yes. I came back to Liberty Public Schools as a substitute first, and then taught at Franklin, then went to Donovan. I taught fourth grade in both of those places, loved it all. And then they had openings for assistant principals at the elementary level. So Mike Brewer and I were the two first assistant principals at the elementary level, and we he shared two buildings. I had Ridgeview and Lewis and Clark. And then from that, moved into the curriculum department and was curriculum coordinator, then executive director for professional development, and then assistant superintendent for instruction and learning. So have been several different positions, but the position I'm in right now was kind of an extension of what I was doing earlier, where I really get to help work with the community, and I love working with the community and the businesses to partner opportunities for students to be able to get out there, hear from mentors in the community, or bring mentors into our buildings to provide more experiences. So that's kind of always been what I've loved, and I really get to do that now at a much deeper level with a lot of students.
We're definitely going to talk about that and go deeper into your work now, because I know people are really interested in it, whether you're a parent, whether you're somebody in the business community that wants to partner with us. But I want to go back just real quick to when you made your decision to go to William Jewell, because that's a decision, and we have young people right now making decisions to where they want to go. And you talk about a decision that impacts the rest of your life. So what made you decide to go from Denison, Iowa to Liberty, Missouri and William Jewell College to study?
So my background was where I was looking at education. My grandmother was an educator, principal.
So you were interested in
education. I was kind of interested in that. And then no one from my hometown had come down to this far south to William Jewell. But I don't know, it just kind of kept calling my name, and the size was right, coming from a smaller town. And then coming to William Jewell, I really felt that Jewell was a big university and I would get lost going to my classes. And so it was just the right size for me and just felt right in my heart. And I think that's the advice that I give to my own kids and to other students here at Liberty, is that go on those visits. Just see what feels right for you, because you'll know. And don't force yourself, but just go on as many experiences as you can. And so I stayed because it was the right fit.
We always hear these stories of, and obviously even since I've been here in a little over 20 years, how much this community has changed, how much has Liberty changed since you walked foot on campus at William Jewell?
That's a great question, Dallas. I remember having to go buy the bedspread for my room, and we couldn't go shopping on Sunday because the stores weren't open. And so there was nothing that you could do. And there was obviously nothing on the other side of the interstate. It was a two-lane highway all the way to Metro North, which is no longer there. And that was just desolate. So, yes, it's changed tremendously here in 40 years.
And we're visiting with Colleen Jones. She is the Director of College Career Readiness and Community Partnerships here in Liberty Public Schools. I have to ask you too, Colleen, and I don't know, how long did it take you as a resident of Liberty? And I'm going to even say when you step foot on William Jewell College's campus, how long did it take you to realize just what a special community this is? I mean, these people in this community are pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm. They really are. And they're close-knit. You know, what I love about Liberty is that it can be small. You find who your people are. It's not like a bigger city, but it's nice to have that bigger city close by. Yeah. But, you know, there's so many people who are reliable here, and so many different groups that are there to help everybody. not just the school, but through other organizations and industries as well. And I think people feel that when they come in, they feel that there is a caring here at different levels.
Absolutely. I definitely want to dive into this Network 53 and just the things that are the tremendous things that are going on that we're just seeing products of each and every day. But before I do that, I always like to ask our guests kind of not only that we've covered kind of your path to this point, but some of those individuals that have made a big impact on you, because I just think that's so important to take moments to think back on your career, your life, and appreciate those people that made that huge impact. Because we know we have teachers and staff members out in our district right now doing that for others. So for Colleen Jones, who comes to mind?
So my grandmother, first of all, but then when I was at William Jewell, I had a teacher at Lewis and Clark, and we had a 3-week externship on our freshman year where we could go out to a building and work. And it was a third grade classroom at Lewis and Clark. And her name was Peggy Millen. And she really impressed upon me that passion and desire to help kids. And, you know, at that time, I was probably struggling a little bit. Do I want to do education or do I want to look at something else?
Yeah.
That's what solidified it for me. And so that was several years ago. But as I moved through my career, there are just multiple individuals throughout who have just had an impact on me. One was a principal at Ridgeview who cared about kids again. His name was Tim Drake. And you could just see his caring and compassion for students. I also had the opportunity to work with Jim Hammond at Liberty at Lewis and Clark.
Yeah.
And his passion as well was just amazing. So those are some key individuals. But there are also people throughout Liberty and other districts who just have mentored me as well. Not an official mentoring, but have had an impact on my life. So I appreciate all those people who are able to just give of themselves and just encourage, be an encourager and supporter. And I think through that, I've learned that my mission is to really support the success of others. And that's truly my mission because I've had that modeled for me throughout my life.
Again, we're visiting with Colleen Jones. She's the Director of College Career Readiness and Community Partnerships here in LPS. And Colleen, I have, of course, a junior in high school, daughters that are getting ready to enter high school. I have to use this opportunity to get some additional advice from you. So you mentioned these kids to go out, explore, and we're providing so many of those opportunities for our students. Any other big advice that you would give? It could even be parenting advice, for crying out loud. For a parent that has kids that are quickly moving through the system, did anyone give you any advice that you took with you as your kids got older?
You know, I think it was just lived experience. And I saw how important it was to bring kids out there, you know, during their junior year. So Dallas, I'm going to give you advice. The junior year is the best year to get your son's feet on a campus. And the other advice is do it during the year where you can have a guided tour. Mm-hmm. I know that we took our oldest daughter on a tour during the summer because we were on our way back to Iowa. And so we stopped at Northwest Missouri State. Well, there's really not anyone there to give a tour on campuses. So we learned that it was important to have a guided tour. Another thing that I did that was really beneficial was I took my two oldest kids to a career fair. At that time was down in Blue Valley, but now Liberty Public Schools has their own college fair here as well.
Yeah.
For parents in September. But that was so valuable because the questions that they were asking my kids stayed with them for a long time. And my son, who was a sophomore, went along too. And he had an engineer that was asking him about what did he like, and he liked math and science. And so this person said, oh, but you need to really take your English class seriously because you may have to write proposals. So he listened to him. And so, you know, those little sparks whenever you have an opportunity for your kids to engage with others is so meaningful. Sometimes students don't listen to their parents and take their advice.
I can't believe
Sorry,
that.
Dallas.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't listen to their teachers completely. So sometimes that outside person is really helpful in just giving little tidbits. So that's my advice, yeah, just those experiences.
That's great advice, and I appreciate you sharing that. I know, I'm sure you're biting at the bit to kind of talk about what's going on in Colleen's work world right now. And I think let's just start by having you talk us through what Network 53 is.
Absolutely.
I'm sure people might hear people say that. It's a common phrase now around LPS, whether you're in a board meeting or whether you're in a community meeting. Just kind of talk about it, how it came about, and where things are going.
So started with job shadowing opportunities for high school students. And as we saw more and more kids who wanted to job shadow, we also saw the need for them having more of an extended opportunity. And our Board of Education and superintendent saw the need for creating a program that had internships for our students. We're connected with Northland CAPS, which is a great program, and many, many students take advantage of that. But our Board of Education said not all kids can have 2.5 hours in their daily schedule to go to Northland CAPS or the Career Centers, and those are amazing, amazing opportunities. They wanted something that was a little scaled back. So Network 53 is 1.5 hours a day, and the reason Network 53 was titled was because we are number 53 school district, but we want our kids to expand their network. So that's why it's called Network 53. But it truly is an internship program where students have a 2-week onboarding process of professional skills, and then they are out with their businesses. They interview in the spring with the business, and then they're ready to go in the fall. And so they have 4 days where they're out with their business, and then 1 day as a report back day on Wednesday to go over those professional skills or share experiences or hear from a speaker or have a video, those kind of things to just enhance their experience. So they go through their time in Network 53, and then at the end, they put together a capstone video or a capstone presentation to their business. And so we found those to be just great experiences. 5 years ago when we started, we had about 20 students between the two high schools. We now have 250 students that are in Network 53. I also want to share that our educational intern program has 130 students, and that program has been going on for 20 years and has continually developed over time. So those are experiences for want to be future educators, and they have internships within the boundaries of Liberty Public Schools, teachers somewhere. So with all those experiences combined with our career centers, Northland CAPS, Network 53, EIP, there are 500 kids who are out in some sort of an internship. And the reason we are so excited about that is kids can have an experience and decide, is this something I want to get into or not? And that's just as valuable as well. But we want them to be able to make informed decisions as they move on to their next stage in life. So once again, experiences are important. That those classes don't take the place of the rigorous classes that we have for students at the high school level. And not everybody can fit that into their schedule. But those are open to everyone.
Such amazing work and opportunities offered, taking place right now. I mentioned to you before we started this interview, and I shared the fact I'm a parent of eighth graders and a junior, which, of course, you're quickly ramping up thinking diploma. But I mentioned to you before this about how there may be people listening to this that might have a first grader, might have a fourth grader or sixth grader. Could you just talk to those people and kind of, because I'm sure they're maybe overwhelmed or stressed out just thinking about all this that may be coming down the road. What could they be doing right now or having their children start thinking about?
Just trying to see what their passions are and what their interests are at the elementary level. not pushing them into anything, but exposing them to some of the different opportunities that there are out there. Maybe it's a neighbor or someone from church that they know where they can maybe shadow just quickly. And when I say shadow, that is as small as you want, or even just an interview. Sometimes it's hard for kids to shadow. So it might just be asking someone a few questions, just kind of getting their mind thinking about that. When you get to the middle school level, we are providing more opportunities for, we call them roundtables, where we bring in experts to really share what they do. We bring in college students along with some industry professionals so that we have a variety of different levels of expertise. And that has been really popular for many of our middle level students. We also provide something called Shadow Search Day, and it's on Groundhog's Day. I had to plug it. It's on February 2nd. And so that's for all of our seventh graders to come and see, learn from about 90 to 100 different professionals set up in the gym and cafeteria at South Valley and Discovery. They can just popcorn some questions and just find out a little bit more about some different things. So that's another quick experience. So I think so at the middle level and at the elementary level, those are quick kind of things. They're not anything that's long, but just giving them some opportunities to talk to other individuals is so important. We also had visits this year for our eighth grade students to go to colleges, and they could pick if they wanted to visit a two-year or four-year college. We provided the transportation. We just wrapped that up a couple weeks ago, and now we also have the opportunity for our eighth graders to visit either of the career centers that we're associated with. One is in Platte City, and the other one is in Excelsior Springs, and we send high school students there all the time, lots of students. So we're giving them an early look at some of that so they can start making their decisions, because they'll start planning what they want to take in high school for courses or what experiences that they want to have. So those are some opportunities that we do. But as a parent, just helping them get out and talking to different people or you know, showing some things to them, you know, on the internet of what they can learn more about. Secondary students now have an opportunity to find out more about careers through a program that we have called School Links. And parents have that opportunity to log on to that as well. And they can see what their child has signed up for, classes. But there's also experiences there with colleges and with careers that students can find out more about it. They can also take some surveys to find out more about themselves. So if you want to find out more about School Links, Yes. You can contact your building level counselors and they will help you get set up with that.
Tremendous resource for us, for families and students to take advantage of.
It really is. And it just, we started this year with School Links and it's been great. So I'm hoping that parents, you do have a chance to get onto School Links.
And if you want to see the video that's on our Facebook page and social media, we just posted over the Thanksgiving holiday regarding those student, the eighth graders going on those college visits. We had a tremendous narrator for that video. She sits right across the table from me right now.
Yeah, I am not one that likes
sell
to be
yourself
on
short.
Camera, so you don't need to watch that, but maybe you do because Dallas is promoting it.
Put a face with a name if you have not met Coley. There's not many in this community that have not met you. I can probably assure you that. But yeah, so you talk about these real world experiences, and this gets ratcheted up here, class of 2025. Where all graduates will need to have that market value asset. Could you talk a little bit about that? I know it's something Dr. Tucker talks about a lot.
Right. And a lot of times students are taking courses, dual credit courses, AP classes, and internships. There is also something called a build your own MBA, where students might be doing something that is extremely time intensive or valuable, and we don't know about it. Yeah. So they have an opportunity to enter that in the website. as well, so they can get credit for that too. So those MBA experiences, there is a booklet that's coming out, there are videos, and that's, you know, there's just a lot of different opportunities for students to take advantage of those MBAs, but don't wait too late. Start looking at those ahead of time and then help your student prepare for what it is that they need to work on to get their MBA.
Colleen, I didn't want to intimidate you before we started this interview, but these interviews have normally gone around 30 minutes in length, and so I wasn't going to share that with you because I didn't want to, you know, scare you.
Thanks, Dallas.
How are we going to fill 30 minutes? But we've almost already filled up 30 minutes, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. You and I together with microphones in front of us, that's it. This may as well be a four-part series.
I did it.
But I do. We still have a few minutes.
Yep.
And this is a question that comes up, and you may have a little bit more you wanted to share. Those in the business community that are interested in supporting Liberty Public Schools, supporting our students, how do they do that?
Absolutely. And that's the only way that we're able to carry through the programs that we have. We're always looking for industry professionals or somebody who has gone through a journey that wants to share that with students. That might be on a career panel. That might be having some student shadow or an interview or providing a setup at Shadow Search Day with bringing some visual items for students to see what your craft is. So we have so many different opportunities, and we always try to find the just right fit for you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes it's more comfortable to be talking one-on-one with students. So that's awesome as well. Whatever it is, if you want to help promote this program, these programs in some way, we can find a spot for you. And it can be a one-time thing or it could be ongoing, because we do have something called a youth mentor program where community members come in and work with identified students at the elementary level. And that's, you know, that is an ongoing program and it's super meaningful. So anything that you might be interested in, we'll find a spot for you that's just the right fit for you.
Colleen, you've done such an awesome job of growing this, and it would not be possible without having somebody just like you that's out in the community. You're on the Chamber of Commerce board. I think you've been president of the Liberty Chamber of Commerce just recently, the Northland Regional Chamber of Commerce. How do you find time to just turn it off? Because you're on all the time. You're working. I'm sure you're at Hy-Vee shopping or Price Chopper shopping and finding opportunities to get kids connected with mentors or with business. It probably just never seems to slow down.
It doesn't. I mean, you hit it. Yeah. Ask my family. it's just, that's just so fun to find someone maybe informally who has so much to share. And yeah, it's great. But I have to give a shout out to the team that we have here. We do have a career navigator who works with students one-on-one at each high school. We also have Melissa Taylor, who works with the educational intern program. And so it's a team, and we work very carefully with that team to help find out what's going to be meaningful for our students. So, it's just ongoing all the time.
Yeah. Before I let you run here, you mentioned a couple of the events coming up. Anything else that you wanted to highlight as we continue to look ahead to the second semester here in 2024?
Dallas, you read my mind. Because second semester, we are doing some mock interviews at both of our high schools. And I know there are a lot of people out there who love to support our mock interviews. Well, we need several people. and that's just a one-time thing. And we give you the questions when you come in. There's nothing you have to prepare for. So if you're interested in being part of those mock interviews, we need you. And that's another experience that we can provide for our kids as well.
Awesome. Colleen, we are quickly out of time. I cannot thank you enough for not only coming in, but you talk about mentors and just influences. You have been a tremendous positive impact on me. Just the pop-in visits we've had over the last several years plus now. Where did the years go?
I don't know, Dallas. I don't know. I mean, you're very, very kind to me. I feel like everybody has been a wraparound team here and has been supporting our students, supporting our families. We always are working together. So I appreciate your support as well. And I must say this, support your information for me to be on this podcast, which I was a little reluctant, but it's all good.
Hey, it's been really enjoyable, and keep up the great work, and we'll have to have you in again. This is a important work taking place in LPS, and that's why we always have you come in on Coffee with the Community, and I'm sure we'll have you in again as part of In the Loop. It's an open door invite for Colleen Jones. Right. Okay.
Thank you, Dallas.
Thanks so much for being with us. And again, we want to thank those out there for listening. And we will have one more In the Loop podcast for you coming up in December before we, believe it or not, break for the conclusion of first semester. My name is Dallas Ackerman. Again, thanks for listening, and we will talk to you again for another edition of In the Loop with LPS.
Thanks for choosing to spend a few minutes with us and getting in the loop with LPS. Don't forget, you can also stay in the loop with us by following Liberty Public Schools on our various social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, and by downloading our LPS mobile app for that mobile-friendly experience. This has been a production of the Liberty Public Schools Communications Office. For more about this podcast and all you need to know about LPS, visit our website at www.lps53.org.